KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the search continues for an assistant to Atlantic City Administrator John Lund. Lund told the city council Wednesday that applications for the position closed last Friday.
We had 23 applicants, and two were submitted late, so only 21 candidates remain. And I'm almost done with the initial objective scoring, and I'm looking to conduct interviews at some point next week.
Lund said also a rezoning application has been filed for the 3rd and Birch Street area.
That area currently has a mix of industrial and residential property, although a lot of it is residential use, which has become an issue for some people to get loans to improve their properties because the property is zoned industrial. I and Planning Commission work together, and we'd like to rezone that back to residential, or at least the ones that are currently being used for residential purposes. And it would all be contiguous with other R3 zones in the immediate area.
The Planning and Zoning Commission is considering the request as well as the vacating of a phantom alley in the same area. The council will hear their recommendation and that of interim city attorney Dave Wiederstein during a future meeting. In other business, Mayor Dave Jones said since the Highway 6th and 7th Street reconstruction project in Atlantic has been falling behind due to the weather, then the road likely won't be open for another 3 to 4 weeks. Motorists will need to exercise caution when dropping kids off at and picking them up from school, and be especially careful in the area of 10th and Olive and 10th and Plum Streets, where traffic flow is normally the heaviest when school is in session.
School opens August 24th. Me and the chief have talked. We got a stinky feeling this highway might not be done by then. So we're looking at plans to kind of maintain traffic flow on 10th and Olive and 10th and Plum. Basically, traffic so far, from my observation and hearing, there's not been a whole lot of problems out there. I mean, it's minor inconvenience, yes, but it's like, you know, 22nd Street, 14th Street are a lot better way to go around town. So we know first day of school, 10th and Plum's gonna be a nightmare, but people need to pay attention, leave early, be patient. And then on 10th and Olive, you're going to have kids cross the streets like that. It's going to be another place to spend your patience.
Elsewhere in area news, Cass County Auditor and Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman reports of ballots for the September 8th local school board elections and Atlantic Community School District public measure are now available at the Cass County Auditor's Office. If you're unable to go to your local voting center on September the 8th, you may vote by mail by sending a request for an absentee ballot to the Cass County Auditor's Office, or you can stop by Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the Atlantic School District, 7 candidates are running for 3 at-large seats on the Board of Education. They include Doug Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Fagan, Dennis Schwanke, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. Atlantic School District patrons will also vote on the renewal of the 10-year PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy, which will not exceed 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed property valuation, and whether or not the district should impose a state income surtax not to exceed 20%. The school board will have the final say on what the surtax would be for the 2016 calendar year. They've indicated that it would be nowhere near the full rate. In the Cam School District, incumbent Julie Williamson is running for re-election in the North District School Board seat, while incumbent Todd McKee faces a challenge from Emily Rouse for the South District School Board seat. In the Griswold School District, there is no candidate running for the District 1 seat. Incumbent Scott Hansen is unopposed in District 2, and Heather Pelzer is the lone candidate running for the at-large seat on the Griswold School Board. Now, the polls will open at noon on September the 8th and close at 8 p.m. There are 2 voting centers in Atlantic. Those in Wards 1, 4, and 5 in Atlantic will cast ballots at the Heritage House. Persons living elsewhere in the Atlantic Community School District will vote at the Atlantic Public Library. In the Cam School District, the polling sites include the Anita Community Center for those in Grant, Benton, Franklin, or Lincoln Townships in Cass County, or in Adair and Ottawa Counties. The Cumberland Community Building for those in Union, Bear Grove, Noble, and Edna Townships, or in Adams County. And the Messina Public Library for patrons residing in Messina or Victoria Townships in Cass County or in a portion of Adams County. And in the Griswold School District, patrons in the Director District 1 will cast ballots at the Lewis Library, in Director District 3 at the Elliott Community Building, and in Director Districts 2 and 4 at the Griswold Community Building. Well, security is always an important issue at Iowa's 99 county courthouses, and one aging building in far southwest Iowa is battling a persistent invader, bats. The attic of the Fremont County Courthouse in Sidney has had a few holes, and that's all it took for the flying rodents to gain access and spread throughout the building, according to County Supervisor's Chairman Randy Hickey.
There was a few in some of the offices. You know, that scares the heck out of people when you see a bat flying around.
Hickey said the bats likely migrated from the former Sidney United Methodist Church nearby.
What happened, they're tearing that church down north of us. Some of them got in. They were going in there, and the custodian was going in plugging the holes and stuff. So we're trying to get it plugged off. There might have been some that got in there, and if he plugged it off, they were flying around in there.
Hickey says it's easy for the pointy-eared mammals to slip through the courthouse's spaces and holes.
You know, a bat's just like a little mouse. It can go in a little hole anywhere. But he was up there plugging as many, all the holes he could plug up in the attic and stuff, making sure that they couldn't get in.
It's not the first time the creatures have invaded the courthouse.
We've had a little bit of problem in the years past with some bats in there before, and it's their migration time is right now, and we're just watching it, and we haven't had any in there for now for a while, so the custodian's watching it and making sure.
The Fremont County Courthouse was built in 1889 and was named to the National Register of Historic Places in 1981. Well, as the summer winds down, the ISU Extension Farm Management Team is hosting farmland leasing informational meetings across the state. The annual meetings are offered to address questions that landowners, tenants, or other interested individuals have about leasing farmland, as well as to provide resources to make decisions regarding farmland ownership, management, and leasing practices as they plan for the future. Cass County Extension will be hosting a meeting on Tuesday, August 11th from 9 until 11:30 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. A meeting in Page County will be held in Shenandoah on August 26th, also from 9 until 11:30 a.m. at the Rose Garden on West Ferguson Avenue. The Farm Leasing Arrangements meeting in Atlantic will focus on current issues related to farmland ownership, management, and leasing arrangements. Tim Eggers, ISU Extension and Outreach Field Agriculture Economist, will discuss trends in farmland values, cash rental rates, and costs of production. The special emphasis topic for this year's farm leasing arrangements is negotiating a fair cash rental rate. Attendees will gain understanding of current cash rental rate surveys and factors driving next year's rents, such as market trends and input costs. Additional information on the 2014 Iowa State Land Value Survey, 2014 Farm Bill, flexible leases, corn suitability rating index, and Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy will also be discussed. The farm leasing arrangements meeting in Atlantic and Shenandoah cost $15 per person, and pre-registration is requested by August 10th for the Atlantic session or August 24th for the meeting in Shenandoah to ensure that space is available. Each registrant will receive a 100-page workbook with resources regarding land leasing agreements, such as surveys, sample written lease agreements, and termination forms, as well as many other publications, and a copy of the day's presentation. To pre-register for the Atlantic location, call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or email xcass@iastate.edu. To register for the Shenandoah session, call the Page County Extension Office at 712-542-5171. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.